No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Harold Fanning Jr., and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by Cody Carpentier. Cody, we are right now not sweating out quite like these players are in their agents, but we're sweating out final cuts to 53-man rosters. We're going to keep you updated with that as we go through the show here. But some stuff that's already come up, we've had to make updates to the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet at rosterwatch.com, which is available now. Updates went up last night to versions, 5.0 of Superflex, 6.0 of PPR. What are you on, 4.2 or something?
5.0.
So 5.0 of standard and half point PPR. We also have an update right now that I'm testing to version 6.1 for PPR that just has to do with one little issue I was having in the area of like the Keon Coleman, Jaden Reed, and whether or not I was going to – what I was going to do with Jaden Blue with the news that has come out. And we can just start with this. I know that this is not necessarily a cut conversation. I guess it is because Deuce Vaughn was waived for the Cowboys. And now we have Phil Maffa, the other rookie from Clemson, who came in after being banged up to end his season at Clemson last year and not looking anything – like he was at the full height of his powers, still, I guess, struggling. I'm not sure if it's the same injury or something new, but he is going to be out for the first 4 weeks of the season as he's placed on IR, meaning that with the Dallas Cowboys, you now have Javonte Williams, you have Miles Sanders, who's looked like a complete shell of himself, even more so than Javonte Williams, and who has been banged up through most of camp, and Jaden Blue, who we thought last week, based on cockamamie internet docs, that was sure to have suffered a high ankle sprain, but thinking he'd be out 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like he's already back at practice, and they're saying it was a low ankle sprain. And so Jaden Blue comes squarely back into the picture. I was trying to make sure on the PPR sheet that we were kind of staying ahead of this and ahead of where the ADP was going to go. Cody, where are you on Jaden Blue? What have you done with updates to the latest version of the standard and half point PPR sheet?
So I'd made an update. I think it was 4.2 or 4.3 where I think it was 4.2. He came down a little bit, and yeah. I had him like more around like the Nick Chubb, Trey Benson, B-Rob, Dylan Sampson conversation. And I very quickly made the pivot back in 5.0 and now in 5.1, bumping him up again, back up more towards like the Kroski Merritt conversation, where I think, you know, I'm just on the fringe on the Kroski Merritt stuff right now, as far as where he's going off the board. Blue, I've got back into the top 100 though. And I think that's good. I think I have him at running back 38 overall, which has kind of just been where he's been at, right on that 36 to 40 area overall. Just behind Javonte, just behind Kroski Merritt, just behind Charbonnet and Dobbins. That's kind of where I have Jaden Blue. Cross positionally, he's side by side with Cooper Kupp.
With Cooper Kupp. What running back, what did you say?
38.
Okay, I have him at running back 37. So you and I, it looks like we're right there in the same area.
Braylon Allen, do you have him ahead of Braylon Allen?
No, I have Braylon Allen one spot ahead of Jaden Blue. Do you think that's okay? I mean,
I think
ADPs are vastly different. I mean, if you just, I mean, we're looking at on Sleeper, Jaden Blue is going 127 right now. Braylon Allen is going, okay, so Braylon Allen's going 142 on Sleeper, but on Yahoo, Braylon Allen, his ADP is 111 on Yahoo, whereas we're in the 140s on Yahoo with 165 on Yahoo with Jaden Blue. But if you look at the real-time ADPs over the course of the last 24 hours, you have Braylon Allen, his true ADP is 105.1. Over the last 24 hours, and with Jaden Blue, who you don't take any effect. I don't think in the last 24 hours enough will have changed because of the film office stuff. And now just today with the news of Deuce Vaughn, I don't think that I think he's going to bump up another round or two, but he's at like 144 or something. So I have to have Braylon Allen ahead of Jaden Blue. I feel like you can get them both. I was getting into these situations where I was like, man, I just found myself sometimes in spots where the sheet maybe went a little bit wide receiver heavy to start. And I started out four wide receivers, two running backs, something like this, right? I would get down into the range where Jaden Blue was like right there. And there would be guys like Keon Coleman and Jaden Reed who the sheet wanted me to take ahead of him. And I know those ADPs, if you just look at them, it's going to, you know, Keon Coleman right now, he's got a true 24-hour ADP, just an average aggregate of like 128. So that's clearly way ahead of where Blue's going right now, but we have to get ahead of it. Jaden Reed right now, Reed, 114. So, and I don't feel good clicking on Jaden Reed right now at wide receiver 46. In this area, I really think that this Jaden Reed, Michael Pittman type of area, I think that we need to have it built in to where at least one of these sort of upside running backs that's going a little bit farther behind them as far as ADP, especially in PPR, an Austin Eckler, a Jaden Blue, this type of player. But I have to get them both behind Braylon Allen in order for the sheet not to break.
Yeah.
Let's just go over some of the news that has gone down, and you could tell me whether or not it means anything. Just starting out with the running backs, we have Jeff Wilson released by the 49ers. Does it matter to you?
Nope, because I think Durando is going to be fine, and they obviously traded for B-Rub.
Deuce Vaughn, I mean, we just talked about why that matters. Damian Martinez did not make the Seahawks, 7th-round pick.
Yeah, that's a shocker, to be honest. I thought he was a good prospect. I think it says more about George Helani, who outrushed Ashton Jeanty Jeanty's freshman year there at Boise State. So that's a feather in his cap. Not that Jeanty was fully prepared to be Jeanty that day or that year, but I think it says more about this backfield. I think this is a 3-man backfield of Ken Walker, Charbonnet, and Helani. And it just makes me love Charbonnet a little bit more because I'm not sure Helani's going to really dig into that role if Ken Walker does go down as much as I thought Martinez might have.
Pierre Strong was released by the Browns. Does that tell you anything about where they might be with Quinshon Judkins, which is the ultimate question of our lifetime right now?
Yeah, that's the ultimate thing. Maybe because Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson are really the only two on the roster. Speaking of Dylan Sampson, dynasty conversation. I just traded Dylan Sampson in a 12-team PPR in dynasty for two 2027 second round picks.
You did. Congratulations to you.
He's like, man, we got to do one 2028 second, maybe a 2026 third. I said, no, got to be 2 seconds in 2027. And he did it. So it hurt because I like Dylan Sampson. We both love him. And I think there's a role for him there. I think he's better than Jerome Ford, you know, by midway point of the season. But I do think at this point, like the other guys that were even in conversation on this roster, Amari Marshall and Travion Williams, not really dependable pieces, right, in this offense. So I think that tells us the Quinshon thing's probably going to come to fruition. It might just be, you know, what might be the interesting combo here is if you do get like a Nick Chubb in like the 10th round, is if you get like Judkins and then you take Chubb a round or two later and you have Chubb play for 3 weeks.
Right.
And then by the time he fizzles out, you got a little Quinshon Judkins juice in like week four.
Yeah. If it happens, if Judkins doesn't go back to college like Florio's trying to,
I don't think. Come on, man, that's not gonna.
It's the same thing that we were. The same thing floating around at SEC Media Days. I was telling Trashman about that yesterday with the whole Shamar Stewart. We were talking with Billy Lucci about it. He's like, he's not coming back to college. Like, what are you talking about?
These guys work out at college. Like, it doesn't matter. Like that. That's what that one. This one that we haven't heard him like working out at school. Like, I've never. I mean.
These guys go and they work out at their schools. Is what they do. They're not strapping on the helmets and going and playing thud with these guys during practice. Are you kidding? And the other one I just found interesting: Blake Watson and Audric Estime. I think that was last night we got the news, but both those guys are being waived by the Broncos. We weren't expecting – like, we hadn't projected in those guys to do any sort of cutting into what we're expecting from J.K. Dobbins and from R.J. Harvey.
No, the name that we got was Tyler Beatty being the one that is kind of the pass pro guy, and then obviously Jaleel McLaughlin's kind of a better pass catcher. It sounds like McLaughlin's going to make the 53, and I would assume Tyler Beatty's going to make it based on all of the – buzz that he's received from that staff. So that's four backs on this roster, which it's a little bit if they all have their distinct roles and we haven't heard the most positive stuff from RJ Harvey and pass protection.
The word just came in that Xavier Restrepo was waived by the Titans. A little bit surprising. Cam Ward's ultimate safety blanket from his time at Miami, but you got to figure that. He's got to clear waivers surely they want him on the practice squad. Do you think he'll clear waivers? Do you think somebody will pick up Strep?
I mean, I doubt it. I really have doubts. I hope he makes it back to the practice squad. He'll be like the quintessential mid-year, you know, call like late week call up. And then all of a sudden, you know, he has like a 5-for-87 game.
Robert Woods released by the Steelers. I don't think it means much. I'm pretty sure that he's kind of out to pasture by now.
No, there was a Bo Marciani had a write up about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. He covers the Steelers, and he was like, the Robert Woods thing's just not working. The Steelers seem to like Ben Skowronek a little bit more, and that was when I was like, oh, okay, because I mean he has been dealing with like a lower leg injury. Robert Woods has as well, but it seems like Skowronek is much more their speed this year.
So what about this one? Tyquan Thornton makes the Chiefs' final roster.
That was an interesting one. So I like it was one of those ones that like week one of the preseason, I forgot he was on the Chiefs. And then he had a big splash play. And then I saw some stuff in the preseason. And there's been like a slow buzz about him. And like you also kind of forget that Juju Smith-Schuster's still in Kansas City, which is also super odd.
Right.
So it looks like it's going to be Tyquan, Juju, Worthy, Rice, Royals, and Hollywood Brown.
What about Nico Remigio?
He will be the seventh, assuming he makes it. And I assume he will probably with the Rice stuff. Those are your guys. I think Tyquan's very interesting because he's a speed guy And he showed he had a connection in this preseason. So is he ahead of Royals right now? I would say he probably is.
Okay.
But I don't know what that means for us in fantasy football, because it's like, who do we want in fantasy? You want Worthy, you want Rice, and you want Kelsey. So yeah. I don't even think he's worth a thought.
I kind of want Hollywood.
Yeah. Sure.
I do. I don't think that's bad. If this is 6-8 games, like, I mean, I think Hollywood can poke up for a big game even if all those guys are healthy.
You want Hollywood? I mean, for me, I guess you're probably not as much into the A-manner thing as I am.
No, I'm not into Elik Iemanner. I don't think that you can be in on Calvin Ridley and in on Elik Iemanner.
You don't think Cam Ward's enough of an elevator?
Man, I want to believe he is. I think that I love his personality. I think he's a dog and all this stuff, but I can only go on the camp intelligence that we've had. And from what Byron said while he was there, he just said he doesn't think there's going to be enough volume to support anything more than like a Ridley being the alpha. I think it's real hard, man, to get, you know, I think it's hard.
So that when there has to be somebody else that gets moved though, like even last year with Daniels, it was like, obviously McLaurin had his 13 touchdown stuff, 1,000 yards.
I don't put Cam Ward in the same.
But what I'm saying is from an output perspective, and like Daniels threw for 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. That's very attainable for a Cam Ward. I'm not talking about the rushing perspective of things for Jaden Daniels, where I'm not saying Cam Ward can do that and rush for 891 yards and 6 touchdowns. But I'm saying from a passing perspective, I think Cam Ward could throw for 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. And if he does that and he throws the ball 500 times, Daniels threw it 480 times last year. You look at the receiving core and the output, it was McLaurin who obviously got 117 targets, 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. We've seen Calvin Ridley 3 times on 3 different teams the last 4 years, Atlanta, Tennessee, and Jacksonville, had the 1,000 yards, had the 120, 30, 40 targets. But who's the second guy? Is it going to be – do we think Chig is a 90-target guy? Do we think Chig is an 80-target guy? I'm not sure I believe that. I think Gunnar Helm is going to work his way into Chig's output, even though Chig has got all the first-team reps. They're only keeping 3 tight ends. Like last year, you look at like the depth. And the problem in Washington was they didn't have a true 2 at wide receiver. So it was like Olamide, 64 targets. Noah Brown, 56 targets. Diami, 40 targets. Like that's – a lot. And then
last year, as far as his passing, what did you say about Jaden Daniels' passing numbers last year?
3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks on 480 attempts.
But that was just regular season.
Correct.
Because that's all we'll be considering for Cam Ward, of course.
I'm not talking about playoffs. No. I'm not talking about rushing either. I'm just talking about from a passing perspective, getting the football from your receiver past McLaurin last year. They don't have a guy like Chig, unless you think Chig is going to be a 90 target, like an Ertz type. Even past that, if you think Chig is Ertz and you think that Calvin Ridley is Terry McLaurin, past that, what I'm saying is Zacchaeus, Noah Brown, and Diami Brown combined last year for almost 160 targets in that offense. And now you look at Tennessee, and what that receiving core brings you is a banged up Tyler Lockett, Van Jefferson, who had a splash in week 3 of the preseason, and Elik. And I think Elik's the best of those 3 guys.
Well, if we just look at the sports betting markets, it's like they have Cam Ward at like 31.99 and 18.5 as far as touchdowns. So it's, you know, we know that generally those season long markets are just a smash to take. As far as the passing yards, they're a smash to take the under. So I don't think it's even going to be a Jaden Daniels from a passing perspective. I think that they got young guys there I think that Gunnar Helm is going to be a guy that might have like a 9% target share. I'm sure Tyler Lockett's going to pop off and pop in every now and then. I liked Iemanner's film and stuff. I just, I don't love the landing spot, despite the fact that he's looked good. To me, I just feel like in that offense now with Tyjae Spears, you know, looking like he's going to miss the first four games, it makes me a little more interested in Pollard, I guess. Cam Ward, you know, is my QB three or by desperation QB two in Superflex, and then Calvin Ridley, man. I'm not taking Elik Iemanjir over Hollywood Brown in season long redraft leagues.
The only reason I even bring it up is because I think Iemanjir's the two in Tennessee, and Hollywood's like the fourth option. And just
depends on what you. Well, it just depends. So much of this depends on Rashee Rice, though. People are just getting back to taking Rashee Rice and saying like, I'm just going to take him. I'm going to take the risk. He could appeal this thing. It's like, but they were acting like they were going to try and make it 10 games. He's like, oh no. And so whether or not, you know, now he's saying I'm not going to let it be 10 games. Whatever. I get it. Maybe it'll move on until next year, and everybody who's taking him in the fifth, sixth round and stuff like that is going to, you know, they're going to. They're going to get away from this thing like the cat that ate the canary, dude. Like if they're going to be happy as can be about it. But I still just think that there's a lot of risk there. And I think that the arbitrage to be had is like 13th round Hollywood Brown.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think that's a good price given who Hollywood is. Just for context purposes, what was the Cam Ward number for passing, you said?
It was I don't have our season-long projections pulled up, but as far as the sports betting markets that I can pull up easily without having to get into the whole database here.
Yeah.
It would be $31.99.
Okay. So what if I told you July last year, July 20th, Jaden Daniels' passing number was 3,075?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a good enough point. So one of the rare times, like we would have both, but in that case, I would have said take the over, because Jaden Daniels is a total G, and we're gonna have him in all our leagues the same way that we did. Like I don't feel that same way about Cam Ward,
and I think that's fair because we're at that camp, we're at the Tennessee camp this year, and it's different vibes obviously coming out of each one.
Yeah. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, anything else you wanted to get off your chest before I wanted to run at least – we can run a super flex mock, but I also want to run a simulation using 6.1 of PPR just to see if I got this Jaden Blue stuff right, or if it might screw things up to make it go too running back heavy with him and Braylon right next to each other. And like we say, we run these tests here on the show. We're trying to be as transparent as we can that – we want you guys to dominate your fantasy football drafts, and because we know that when you get a pro membership at Roster Watch, like these are the teams you're going to be coming to us to say, like, all right, well, what do we do with these teams now? Who do we start? Who do we drop? Who do we pick up? We want to make sure that we start from a giant position of strength, and that's why we're going to be leveraging ADP at every turn. That's why these cheat sheets, they have to be structurally correct, because we need good, well-balanced rosters. That's why we're testing them all the time, and there's only so many hours in the day, and I figure if I can just be here with Cody, and Cody and I are in the same room, I can get a little feedback on what he thinks about how it's going. So anything else before I run a couple of sims that you want to get off?
Yes, two questions. One is going to be a three-parter, three-person answer, three-person question.
A three-part question.
Three-part answer.
Do I need to break out a pen and pencil for this? Or a,
no, like, no, no, no. These are all cuts and cuts or injuries. So Marshawn Lloyd is sounding like it's going to go to the IR.
He might, dude, I mean.
We only – I hate to say we project injuries or not, but the Darren McFadden corollary represents – Marshawn Lloyd might be headed to IR. Tajah Spears, speaking of, you know, might be headed to the, or he is headed to the IR.
Yeah.
And Carson Steele is cut from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
So with Spears and IR, it elevates Kalu Mullins.
I thought that Isaiah Pacheco was getting sent to the IR when he ran into that. Did you see him run into the padded side of the stadium the other day? Running out of bounds? Good guy, such a maniacal runner, dude. Like, I'm like, this guy just broke his neck.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that. So Spears goes to IR. That elevates Khalil Mullings. Carson Steele's cut. Your goal line work has to stay Kareem Hunt. Oh. Marshawn Lloyd is IR. That elevates Emmanuel Wilson. Any of these guys get into the Roshan, Kendre Miller conversation on the sheet? Emmanuel Wilson, Khalil Mullings. Again, these are number twos on their roster. Khalil Mullings, Kareem Hunt, or Emmanuel Wilson.
No.
They're number twos.
No.
On good offenses.
Yeah.
I mean, Tennessee's not a good offense, but Kansas City and Green Bay are good offenses.
Yeah. I mean, that's, when I think of those guys, I certainly think of number two. Anything else?
Emmanuel Wilson has some flash and some sizzle, and he's behind a running back in Josh Jacobs, who had 1,600 yards last year.
Hold on. Emmanuel Wilson has flash and sizzle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you do that?
I'm not interested in any, like, before I take Emmanuel Wilson, I'm going to be like, I can understand what he's saying. He's a number two, but it's like, there are guys I would rather have who, like, I mean, there are just a million guys I would rather have a million guys than one of them. I out of all the guys you mentioned, maybe Kareem Hunt, maybe. But I mean, I'm about as interested in Emmanuel Wilson as I am about, like, truly about as interested in him as I am about constantly hurt Marshawn Lloyd. Like, I don't want either of those guys. I don't. Like, I've probably there's like guys that I'm not even interested in that I'm more interested in than him. Like, I'm probably more interested in, like, Chris Rodriguez or Bashiel Tootin or stuff.
Oh, well, that's easy. That's not, I mean, those guys are in a different tier.
What about Rico Dowdle?
I think there's a pass catching role for Rico Dowdle, but I don't think there's true, like, if Hubbard gets hurt, I don't think that it's Dowdle's job. I think.
What about Taj Brooks? Isn't he kind of a number two?
Speaking of guys, we haven't heard a damn thing about. It feels like.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I do like Taj Brooks.
Yeah.
But like Miles Sanders, Emmanuel Wilson.
Neither.
You are something else. You know.
I'm just saying neither. Well, like, you don't. Those are guys you don't have to pick. Like, if you get to that part of the
handcuff, dude,
handcuff, like Jarquez Hunter or something.
For what? He's got a split backfield. He's got a split role. If Kyren goes down, it's a split role.
And so Josh Jacobs goes down, and Emmanuel Wilson's going to 28 touches a game. Come on. What are we talking here? Nobody cares. For the 16 team league guy out there with an 8 bench.
That's a real thing. Emmanuel Wilson had 500 yards last year and 4 touchdowns. He wasn't a complete donk.
I would rather have Breshard Smith for Kansas City than
I like that. I'll take that.
Emmanuel Wilson.
I'll take that.
So there are a bunch of guys like that. Like, do you consider Woody Marks as somebody that's completely out of the team? Like, I'd rather have Woody Marks.
Woody Marks is like, I have Woody Marks rather high.
I would rather have Will Shipley.
Yep. That's why I'm asking you, though. It's like Will Shipley, DJ Giddens, Keaton Mitchell, Ray Davis. Then I get to a tier after that where it's like, all right, is this where I put Kareem Hunt? Is this where I put
Hold on, you have Roschon down in a tier like that?
No. Roschon's Will. It's, yeah, for me, it's Breshard Smith, Kendre Miller, Roschon, Will Shipley.
Yeah, so you and I have fundamentally different thoughts about where Roschon Johnson should be. I have Roschon Johnson one spot behind Ollie Gordon.
Gosh.
Well, and why not? You're the one talking about number twos, how important they are, and like Roschon could be a 1B.
Yeah, could in one hand, wouldn't another.
Okay, well, it's all right. Do you want to make an Emmanuel Wilson Roschon Johnson bet?
All I'm saying is that what Roschon Johnson has done in two seasons, as far as rushing.
Make me a bet on Roschon Johnson versus any of the news that you just laid out there.
Roschon Johnson in 2 years has 502 rushing yards and 8 rushing touchdowns. Emmanuel Wilson in 1 year last year had 502 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Okay.
We'll just call spade a spade, call it straight up, nothing for nothing. Right,
let's call it straight up. Let's call it straight up. And let's put a beef rib on it. You write it down on the thing. Fantasy points at the end of the season. It could be half PPR or PPR. Roschon Johnson, fantasy points per game versus Emmanuel Wilson.
Straight up.
Is it per game or just on the whole season?
On the full season.
Straight up. Beef rib bet.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I can already taste the beef rib, Cody.
Take lock sucks, man.
Take lock.
Wait, Roschon take lock, brother.
It is not Roschon. Roschon take lock for me would be to say that he's going to outscore like Jaden Blue or something like that. It's not take lock for me to say he's going to outscore a complete handcuff scrub like Emmanuel Wilson.
You have Jaden Blue at running back 37.
Yeah.
You have Roschon at what, 41?
Something close to that. Yeah. I have Roschon as a running back 4.
That's the same conversation.
Well, it's not. I have Roschon at running back 44.
59.
Okay. So yeah, there's like 15 different scrubs between Roschon and Emmanuel Wilson. I don't have Emmanuel Wilson on the cheat sheet.
I don't either, but that's why I asked.
Okay. Speaking of the cheat sheet, let's run a simulation here.
Well, I asked. You don't want to talk about more dust than Amari Cooper, do you?
No. Well, I guess we can. What does it mean? Does it mean anything for Dante Thornton that the Raiders signed Amari Cooper?
So it was a 1 year, $3 million with incentives up to 6. I think that's exactly what it is. I talked about it on the Top 10 Thoughts show a week and a half ago about my lack in belief in Jack Besh. I think he's much more in like a Josh Palmer underwhelming role early on. And Thornton's got some flash, but he's not defined as a route runner. I think that's what this tells us, is that they don't trust either of these guys in an expanded role. And I don't know how you can trust Cooper in that, because he hasn't really been a separator the last 3 years, but that's what it seems like. So I think, you know, I've been hands off on Besh, but, and I haven't really had Thornton in anywhere near striking distance unless you're in a 20 round league. But I think it just kind of stay away from both and just keep on hammering the Brock Bowers Genty stuff.
Yeah. I kept thinking to myself, man, this whole time I was like, is Dante Thornton coming from a weird Tennessee offense where a lot of these guys have had trouble translating at the next level? And he actually was a little bit of an underperformer there based on just his size, speed profile, and everything like that. And all of a sudden he gets to the NFL and he's a starting X wide receiver for the Raiders with no competition. And I'm just like, is this really how this thing's going to run out? I'm like, if it is, good for him. I'm in on it. He's got the requisite athleticism, but I think that this goes to show it's like, they're a little bit worried with that. There's also the stuff with Jacoby Myers, you know, going up and requesting a trade right here on the eve of, you know, the season starting. All right, let me share the screen. I think this was a super flex one that I dialed up. Let's do a super flex one. This is from version 5.0 of super flex. And I'm not going to need to update this one because I wasn't running into the same issue I was running into on the PPR sheet. So this is one I've tested, and I've gone through all the testing, and it's running well. And so I'm confident in how this one will go. I'm not going to be as confident with PPR because it could still have kinks as I'm still at the beginning of the testing phase. But this is at the – do I get the 101 here? Yep. All right. Well, lucky me. 101, take Josh Allen. At the 2-3 turn, it wants me to take Ashton Jeanty and Nico Collins. So you know it's not going to give me a good grade because they never give good grades to Jeanty teams. Okay, we'll take 4-12. We'll take Alvin Kamara, and then we have a choice between Travion Henderson and Jackson Smith and Jigba. I know it wants me to take in Jigba. I don't care. I'm taking Travion. Okay, 6-12, 7-01. Maybe I shouldn't have taken. I should have taken JSN. Well, we're going to take Worthy, and we're going to take David Montgomery. We just do what the cheat sheet says here. I know that this goes right wide receivers. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take 8-12 and 9-01. We'll take Olave and Jerry Jeudy. And then at the 10-11,
oh, baby,
we'll take Matthew Golden. And do I take Tua here? I have a choice between Cooper Kupp and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I think you take Tua.
It's super flex, right?
Yeah.
So we'll take Tua. Okay, we got – now we have – don't have a choice. We take David Njoku as our tight end, and then we'll take Christian Kirk here.
Wait, you don't want Gino? What about – wait, that's our fifth receiver, huh?
I could take Gino, but I kind of want to take a – yeah, I kind of want to – you know, I have five wide receivers. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm very much
– Geno always falls, dude.
Okay, let's go Kirk.
And if he doesn't fall, I think I can get Darnold. Right? Let's just
shoot
see.
It. Shoot it.
There we go. Yeah, so Christian Kirk and then Geno falls. So here's that team. The quarterback is Josh Allen. The super flex are Tua and Geno Smith. The running backs are Ashton Jeanty, Alvin Kamara, Travion Henderson, David Montgomery. The wide receivers are Nico Collins, Xavier Worthy, Chris Olave, Jerry Jeudy, Matthew Golden, Christian Kirk, tight end David Njoku. I think I'll get a good grade on this. Auto drafted kicker and a defense. Let's see here. 97 out of 100.
Oh, baby.
Yep. All I did was follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper. I did make a couple risky picks there, but it turned out to be all right. I think that grade might have been even better if I would have gone with JSN. All right. Ultimate draft cheat sheet. Let's do one. Okay. Now let's do the one that's going to be the scary one where I'm going to really kind of pucker up here for PPR early test on version 6.1. This is only I'm just on iteration number two of version 6.1, and we are picking here from the, what is this? The five. Yeah. It went Saquon 101, Chase 102, Bijan 103, Gibbs 104, 105. We'll take Justin Jefferson. Oh yeah. Okay. A.J. Brown at the 208. We don't have a choice. Yay, yay, yay. 305, Tyreek Hill. So a wide receiver heavy start here. I'm going to hope that the cheat sheet pulls me through with some running backs.
A trash man type team right there.
Yeah, we're going to get Travion at the 408. I like the looks of this so far. And then we'll get R.J. Harvey. I'm sorry, 408. Then we'll get R.J. Harvey at the 505. At the 608, it says to take Calvin Ridley. So we have, so far, a two running back, four wide receiver build. 705, it wants us to take Tyrone Tracy Jr. So we're filling out some running back depth here. At the 808, we'll take Stephon Diggs. We don't have a choice. At the 905, Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt. Here we go. 1008, Jaden. See what I did, Cody? I had to get him into this spot. But we're going to take Jaden Blue with the 10-08. Now we have a choice between
Kyler,
Christian Kirk, and Kyler Murray. We'll take Kyler Murray. We have a choice now between Ollie Gordon and Marvin Mims.
Wow, you got Mims in that. Interesting.
And Tyler Warren.
You like Mims? He's going to be a two, isn't he?
I kind of like him after, yeah, I kind of like him after the Devon Vele stuff. That's Don't fair. You?
That's fair.
Who would you take here? We have
I take OG.
Even though he's got the far latest ADP of all of them.
I suppose you're only picking six picks.
I have three more picks left. Might be able to get all three of these guys if you play your cards right.
Yeah, you go Mims first.
Tyler Warren's ADP is like 88.
Oh, for some reason I thought that said 118, not 116. Yeah, take Warren then. Yeah, you need a tight end. So take Warren.
Take Tyler Warren. Then we'll take Ollie Gordon at the 1305. And then with our final one, we could take a backup quarterback or maybe take Kyle Pitts as backup tight end.
Yeah, I like the two tight end set.
Okay, so we'll go with Kyle Pitts, backup tight end. So here's this team, PPR version 6.1. Again, three simple rules that I followed to a T. The quarterback is Kyler Murray. The running backs are Travion Henderson, RJ Harvey, Tyrone Tracy, Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt, Jaden Blue, and Ollie Gordon. The wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Tyreek Hill, Calvin Ridley, and Stephon Diggs. And then two tight ends, Tyler Warren and Kyle Pitts. Two first-round tight ends from different seasons. I think this will give me a B or something, Cody, because it always swindles me on the PPR drafts. We'll see. I'll auto-draft a kicker and a defense.
94.
92. I'll take it. All right. So that's what you get when you use the ultimate draft cheat sheets at rosterwatch.com. Again, you can go to rosterwatch.com right now. Whenever you do, you not only get access to the cheat sheets, but also starting on Monday, less than a week from now, I'm going to have the content schedule for in-season content where you get the private videos, you get the player prop cheat sheet, you get snap counts, touches, targets, matchup tool, waiver wire cheat sheet, you get the sit start thread with us where we answer all of your questions. You get the DFS cheat sheets, the hyper DFS lineup generator, all that stuff. Man, it's $9.99. So go to rosterwatch.com, check it out. But of course, Cody, do you have something to say before we get out?
I was just going to say it would be fitting if we had an argument about backup running backs. If I just asked you one simple thing, if you're going to put one of these two guys on your cheat sheet, you can only put one on there now. Hunter Renfro's released by the Panthers, but Efton Chisholm makes the Patriots 53-man roster.
If I got to put one of those guys on there?
Yeah, you only get one now, and you have to – I mean, it was a bad question the way I phrased it, but it's not really a question. It's Efton Chisholm.
I'm putting the guys who's actually on a 53-man roster. Who actually looks like he's got a little bit of jitterbug to him. I'm putting on Efton Chisholm.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.